Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night.
It is The Savage Nation with the last word in talk radio. Welcome. Is anyone alive out there? Everyone's in a car, driving. No one's home, everyone's gone, everyone's on vacation, they want to go on vacation, they were on vacation, they're coming home for vacation. I'm not on vacation. I want to be where I am. The phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, so if you're one of the 15 listeners left Friday night on the Savage Nation, even though the show is soaring with huge numbers, incidentally, on there's a thing called TalkStream Live that records the relative status of each talk show in America. Amongst the people who listen to the show on iPhones, internet, streaming, TalkStream Live. Limbaugh's number one with a 15 or 17 share. Savage is number two with a 10 share. Glenn Beck follows me, and then the unknown people fall behind Glenn Beck, people you've never heard of. So never mind what you look at the numbers and you'll see what the reality is. And the fact is, there's a reason for it. And the reason is that, well, whatever the reasons are, I don't have to blow my own horn. You know what I mean? Either you like me or you don't. Now, I was not going to do any new news today. I figured, all right, it's the end of the week. We'll do replays from the week. We have so much material, you know, and then we talk about it on a Friday. I generally do what we did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, open mic to mic Friday. But I don't just leave it wide open because it's boring. That's the lazy man's approach to talk radio. That means they did no show prep. But I believe in heavy show prep. So on Monday, we started with Obama speaking at Morehouse College, talking down to African-American males, bringing up the Jim Crow days. It was horrible. In fact, it was so bad. And I said to him, what is wrong with this president that he tries to stir up these young African-American guys? They don't want to hear it anymore. They know they're not living in the Jim Crow days. Very next day, he was attacked by African-Americans who said the exact same thing that I said. Tuesday, the tornado hysteria. And I showed you the context of the tornado that just hit the Midwest, or I should say Oklahoma. And it was a rather important one to those who died and to those who lost property. But in terms of history, it's not in the top 10. And I said the media was using the tornado to cover up Obama's scandals. On Tuesday, I also read from John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. It was a very stirring piece that I found. Wednesday, I talked about the massacre in London by the Muslims, the African Muslims, who took a young boy out of uniform, unarmed, and cut him to ribbons, dismembered him, cut off his head in the streets, covered with blood. And Savage said, only guns, guns, guns stand between us and this mayhem that's occurring in England. Now, today, there's another scandal. I swear to you, it's by 1,000 slashes. Our president, who is growing increasingly shrill and increasingly out of touch with reality, it's almost like in a bunker in the last days of an administration, goes before the U.S. Naval Academy graduates today. And do you know what he talks about? He doesn't talk about the great days of the U.S. Navy. He doesn't talk about the great history or traditions of the U.S. Navy to the graduates. You know what he talks about? Sexual assault. I swear to God. He talks about sexual assault. The audience, which had before he did this, applauded him when he talked about getting Osama bin Laden, the Navy SEALs killing Osama bin Laden, and he called for the building of a powerful 300-ship Navy. They all applauded. But the minute our shrill, out-of-touch leader talked about sexual harassment, the audience went dead silent. Everyone went dead silent. And then he attacked them, talking about them, saying, we need your honor. Look who's talking about honor. Look who is talking about honor. A man who has spied on journalists. A man who has sicked the IRS on his enemies. He talks about honor. He ought to start with himself. I wasn't going to do this today, I swear to you. I was going to have fun. I had some fun topics. I went to an Indian buffet. Again, I can't help myself. Third time this week. I say I'm not going to go, and I go. I need the endorphins. I just need it. I need the gluten and the endorphins. The Indian buffet, to me, is like a gas station for a Corvette. You cannot pass a filling station with a Ferrari. I know I own one. You can't pass an Indian buffet if you're on radio and you need to fill that barrel with, you need to stoke the furnace with coal. Plus the cumin and the spices are very good. All of the Indian spices, as you know, I'm an expert in phytochemistry. And the reason people feel good from good Indian food is because of the Indian spices, the cumin and whatnot. It's like sort of a, it creates a sort of narcolepsy. You don't want to function afterwards. You don't want to even work. You don't want to go on talk radio. You want to be on a in a lodge somewhere in a mountainy area with skis. But there's nowhere to go except radio right now. This is my lodge. These are my skis. And here is your leader harassing U.S. Naval graduates right now.
We Hello. Must acknowledge that even here, even in our military, Again. We've seen how the misconduct of some can have effects that ripple far and wide. Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong.
What would you know about that?
Stop these crimes. Because they've got no place in the greatest
military. How about stopping the crimes coming out of the White House and coming out of the Attorney General's office instead of harassing these young people? Shame on you. Shame on you. But he does this wherever he goes. He attacks people, talks down to them, lectures them like everyone's beneath him and a fool. See, this is a character flaw of the president. You could see that the shrillness of his speeches that are appearingly increasingly shrill are indicative of a man with a bunker mentality. Now, I want to say something to you. The military was first assaulted in our lifetime by Patricia Schroeder. I never forget names of evil people. Then Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder invented the tailhook scandal. I think it was 20 years ago, where she said that naval aviators, who are about the most macho guys you could ever find, they have to be in order to fly jets onto aircraft carriers in the middle of the night. They're very macho, lots of testosterone. So what Schroeder did was they forced women into the elite military academies. We told you what would happen. If you put a woman around a male with testosterone, the male is going to look at her, make comments about her, talk to her, and of course, if she's a non-woman woman, meaning she's put there strictly as a shill to bring down the U.S. Air Force Academy, or a shill to bring down the U.S. Naval Academy, or a shill to destroy West Point, what the non-woman woman, the decoy, will do is say, he talked to me in an abusive manner in the elevator. In other words, he looked at her like a woman. He had talked to her as though she was a woman. Now, if you're a non-woman woman and you're a shill for the communist, leftist, socialist scum who are trying to destroy every institution in America, pardon me for offending you on Memorial Day weekend, what you do is you report that to one of the mean-faced, clipped-haired women generals who never fired a shot in a combat zone, and then she goes and sees if she can get the aviators thrown out of the Navy, which is what happened. Now, you now have a feminist president in the White House who's appeasing the lowest common denominator in the women's movement, which is the man-haters. You see, in some ways, I'm actually a feminist. You may not know that because I'm married. I come from a mother, whether you know it or not. I wasn't born in a test tube. I have children. I'm soon going to be a grandfather, I hear. I won't talk about it till it's done. So, I admire the fact that women are so powerful and so smart. And in that sense, I'm a feminist. However, there are radical feminists. Just as there are people who practice Islam who don't cut off heads, there are radical Islamists. There are radical feminists whose job is to destroy society, as you know it. And Obama appeals to them. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who love men. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who love America. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who are married to brave military men. Obama speaks to the radical feminists who are the non-women women whose job, entire job, is to destroy the fiber and the morale of the U.S. military. That's who your president is. And I didn't even mean to talk about it today. I was in the Indian restaurant. I was coming home, tired from the food. The endorphins were flowing. The gluten had taken over my brain. In other words, it did what food is supposed to do, relax me. Most people have forgotten that's what food is supposed to do. In addition to nourishing you, food also carries a certain quality of relaxation. But the Spartans in America think that you're supposed to eat a minimal amount of every protein and carbohydrate and fat and derive nothing but the minimal amount. They forget that food carries more than mere nutrients. Food also carries entire cultures, by the way, if you know anything about ethnic cuisine. And I was an expert on that in my graduate days. But the fact is, food is supposed to relax you. And I was relaxed in the car. Coming back in the van, relaxed, getting ready for the show today. And I was listening to talk radio, and there was a woman on. She was very intelligent, filling in for someone. I don't know who she was, but I never heard her before. And I thought she was very smart. But I said to myself, why don't women make it in talk radio, I thought. And I thought about it. I said, because there's two reasons. It's not that they're not smart. They don't have the voice that people want to hear. Women don't even want to hear women in talk radio. Radio is a male medium. Radio is a medium for a powerful male voice, I thought. And television is actually a natural medium for women. Because in the television medium, you can use beauty. You can't use beauty on radio. You use beautiful thoughts. But you see what I mean? Physical beauty is for television where you can see it. So that's a natural medium for the female is television. A natural medium for the male, I thought, is radio. And there are people in radio who shouldn't be in radio or are in radio who have, although they're males, they have female voices and they sound like Fredo. Listen to this, for example. Listen to Fredo and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
So it's not a generic statement that any male could make it in radio. If you sound like Fredo, you don't belong in radio. You belong on television in a sort of circus show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, there's a rather getting a little better out there, but a couple of hot spots. Northbound 680 Walnut Creek, North Main Street, crash. Third lane from the left block. Traffic still backed up into the San Ramon Valley from Crow Canyon Road. Eastbound 580, still slow and go out of the Dublin Canyon through Pleasanton to about Vasco Road in Livermore. Northbound 680 slow over the Sunol Grade as always, and southbound 880 slow 237 down to Highway 280. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named the best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Everything's on Sale event. Every road, mountain, neighborhood, and kids bike. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, and accessory, all on sale. Everything. Over 3,000 items at every location reduced for this limited time event. Plus, doorbusters up to 70% off. Performance Bicycle's Everything's on Sale event runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Go to performancebike.com for locations.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A regular feeding with Scott's strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
This is Mark Flagel, announcing a special Memorial Day weekend sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. Flagel's presents America's finest and most luxurious furniture from such respected makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodon, Hancock & More, and Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture. As the premier Stickley retailer on the West Coast, Flagel's is pleased to offer savings of 35 to 50% on all Stickley in-stock and special orders, including all Mission furniture. In addition, selected Baker sofas and chairs are priced at savings of 40%, also including special orders. Don't delay. With price increases coming next month, now is the time to visit Flagel's during our Memorial Day weekend sale, and you'll save hundreds of thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagel's Memorial Day weekend sale, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
All right, here's another little one for you today if you really want to be entertained. A bridge collapsed in Washington. Cars fell into the river, right? So Axelrod, who is, of course, a natural-born liar, David Axelrod, Obama's brain, he's such a good liar, he became a liar for a liar. There used to be a saying, you can't BS a BSer. But apparently you can outlie a liar if you're a bigger liar. And so Axelrod, a lifetime leftist fanatic, is the brain for Obama. Axelrod blames the Republicans for the Washington Bridge collapse in a Twitter. I swear to God, it's known that a too tall truck went over, hit a girder, and the bridge broke. So this liar, Obama's brain, says in his twit, collapse of bridge in Washington underscores urgent need for infrastructure investments. Will latest falling structure prod ours and Congress to act? Now, according to my knowledge, the so-called Obama administration supposedly spent hundreds of millions of dollars on infrastructure in the stimulus package of 2009. Where'd the money go? Roads to nowhere? Bridges to nowhere? Where'd the money go, David? The bridge collapsed because of Republicans? Are you crazy? Who was going to believe that? Well, whatever. Well, we know what's shovel-ready in this country. The Obama administration is shovel-ready. The Obama administration is shovel-ready, ready to be shoveled onto the ash heap of history. All we would need is a Republican Party with a Speaker of the House who's not a deranged drunk. Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable to me. Where would the stimulus money that was supposedly used for bridge and highway money, where do you think it went? Where do you think that money went? Did anyone ever account for it? Unreal to me. Infrastructure. They said in Rome, in ancient Rome, all roads led to Rome. That's how the Romans designed roads. And today all roads lead to Axelrod. Anything that goes to Obama has to go through Axelrod. He's the turntable of ideas. Anyway, we could slow it up a bit. We don't have to do what I'm doing. If you're a normal person, it's late at night on the East Coast. It's early evening on the West Coast. I don't know what are normal people, are they commuting right now? Are the roads jammed? I don't even know if anyone's still here. Where did they all go? What in the world did they do? Whatever. It's a big world. I have no idea what you're doing. Let's take some calls. George on WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, Memorial Day is the reason why our enemies fear America. And, I, you know, to liven it up and soften it up a little bit, when we were kids, we threw our baseball coach into the swimming pool. Mike, he didn't know how to swim.
But wait, you called something about radio and women, men. That was the one I wanted to hear.
Well, the thing with women, it's simple. You are a serious guy. You're a deep thinker, very deep thinker. Women don't have your type of sense of humor. You have a natural sense of humor that cannot be taught. You cannot, it cannot be developed. It can't be taught. You're like, you know what you are? You're an untrained comic. You have that ability, and that comes across the air. You're 100% correct with women. Beautiful women, teleprompter, TV, ratings. Doesn't matter if they're a jello brain, it's going to get ratings. But you're an untrained
comic. Well, that's how Roger Ailes built Fox News, on the jello brains.
Exactly. They're not really conservative.
I mean, it was the skirts, the empty skirts of the news medium. But they're a step above Wolf Blitzer. I mean, I'll take them over Wolf Blitzer, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but Wolf Blitzer, those guys, I mean, those guys, Bob Beckel, they could be replaced by a parrot. You could train them. You know, Mike?
George, let me ask you. You're calling from New York. What are you actually doing with yourself tonight for Memorial Day Friday night? You going home now or what?
I just got home from work a little while ago. Today it was a wild week in New York City.
Brutal. What business are you in?
Excuse me?
What business are you in?
Oh, I'm in the financial business.
So you had a rough week, the trading up and down?
Oh, not the trading. I'm talking about the weather.
Oh, the rain and everything.
The rain. It was like, I'm telling you, it was like somebody...
Well, that's because of global warming, not because it's raining in May. It's global. It's, of course, global warming, just to ask the experts.
Well, it used to be April showers. Now in New York, we get...
You know, and I'll tell you, this is funny. When I was a little kid, the weather was crazy. My mother used to say, I think it's because of the atomic bomb or the atomic bomb testing. You know, every other decade, they have another excuse for the weather. It's called weather. Weather is known to be unpredictable, isn't it, George?
Of course it's unpredictable.
Yeah, of course. Go tell that to David Axelrod, who blames the Republicans for the Washington Bridge collapse. Unbelievable, David. They're shovel ready. The Obama administration is shovel ready, David. It's ready to be tossed on the ash heap of history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
9 ancient omens, 1 hidden biblical prophecy, all revealing themselves through catastrophic events in America's past and present. Sounds like a plot for a movie, but really, it's a sign of the end. Get ready for Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Harbinger. A prophetic message given to a man in the form of 9 seals, each unveiling a mystery about America's future. The Harbinger, where prophecy meets reality. Available where fine books are sold.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Shaw Talk 560 KSFO. Looking at traffic eastbound 24, a new crash in Orinda, Camino Pablo, the Orinda Crossroads. The two left lanes look to be blocked right now. Traffic is backing up into the Caldecott Tunnel. Still have a traffic, an accident in Novato westbound 37 before Highway 101. That's been pushed off to the right side. Your biggest slowdown still eastbound 580 coming out of the Dublin Canyon. Continues through Livermore to about Greenville. Northbound 680 slow, Mission Boulevard south over to Andrade. Southbound 880 at Highway 92. Crash there. It's been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic sluggish starting just past Highway 238. And northbound 680 San Ramon Valley. It is getting better, but it's still under the speed limit from Crow Canyon Road up to North Main Street. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
You deserve a playcation in California's gold country. and Black Oak Casino Resort is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming is 24/7. See blackoakcasino.com for details.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going? Wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and move into the cloud now. Not only will you stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security, and support 24/7 with 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. You need to learn more. Go to KSFO.com/DSX. Again, KSFO.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps to boost free testosterone levels. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. Just call 1-800-530-0216. 1-800-530-0216. 1-800-530-0216.
Here we have a rare treat. The Keeper of the Forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX. How tomorrow moves.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh how my heart yearns for you, oh Peggy.
I was thought of buying a Corvette today. All my life, I've tossed it up and down. Never bought one. Would you believe it? I mean, I've had exotic cars. I had a Mercedes McLaren SLR, which I had to basically give to a relative who lent it to me for. I can't drive it. You ever try to drive a McLaren SLR in the streets? It's impossible. It's too much. It's like taking a racehorse, you know, to the corner grocery store to do laundry. But I don't really like hot cars that are small and low on the road. My favorite car is like a Brady Bunch van that I have. I'm going to use it tomorrow. I'm going to go up to the mountains, I think. I mean, I've got a 2005 Chevrolet Express van, a conversion with like captain seats in it and a TV. The TV's not plugged in, so to speak. I don't watch it anyway. Who can watch it? They would have children in the back. But the seats are comfortable. The dogs love it. Flat floor. Comfortable, high on the road. I don't like little sports cars. I have one. I never drive it. On michaelsavage.com, the website that I have as an auxiliary to the Savage Nation program, we just listed the top 25 talk shows in streaming. Savage Nation is the number two ranked streaming talk show. Never mind what people say. It's the data. Number one, Rush Limbaugh, 12.5 share. Number two, Michael Savage, 10.0 share. Number three, Glenn Beck, 8.3 share. And then below him are all the people you never heard of. But Hannity's number seven with a 3.8 share. Even though, I mean, he's a very important man, I hear. So it just shows you that no matter what people say about Michael, no matter what you hear, this show is really important in America. And it's an amazing accomplishment when you consider that I started a whole new career 6 months ago. Think about it. A new time slot, a whole new career. And look where I am already in only 6 months. Now get back to me, God willing, within the next 6 months and see what happens. Philadelphia, Andrea, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael, and I am totally addicted to the sound of your voice. Totally.
What is it? Like I'm very seductive or what?
It's the deep accent. First, it's that fun, deep accent. I'm from Philadelphia, and I know we sound different, but it's still that East Coast accent.
Yeah, it's an attitude. It's an attitude of the East Coast that's lost west of the Ozarks.
Yeah, we talk fast, too, here in Philly.
I know. And you want to hear something odd about accents and talking fast, which is missing in radio, by the way. Everyone has a bland corporate inflection in America, which is sad in a way because there are regional accents. I was in New Orleans. They have a beautiful brogue down in New Orleans. They have one of the most interesting dialects I've ever heard, or shall I say accents, if you want to put it that way. When I first moved to San Francisco, which was in 1974, the Irish, the indigenous Irish people who've lived here for a couple of generations said to me, "Don't you understand you sound just like an Irish from San Francisco?" And it was true. At that time, the Irish who lived out in the avenues had almost New York accents, even though they never lived in New York. How do you figure that?
I have no idea at all. But Philadelphia...
What is it, just the speed of computing, the speed of computation of the mind and the tongue?
No, I just think it's the fast lifestyle, the crowding, the fast traffic.
And I haven't lived like that for a long period of time. I lead a very quiet, sedate life, but internally you can never change once your clock's set.
Well, I used to hear "spit it out" too. You used to say that on the radio. Your mother would say "spit it out" when you had it.
Oh my God, you're right. What you're bringing up is very, very keen. If you talked slow, your mother would yell at you. Come on, say it already. Who has time to listen to you? Stop. You know, stop stuttering. Say what you want to say. Today they'd be arrested for child abuse.
Yeah, it was my father that did that. He was like, "Come on." He was tough.
Oh, so your father, in insisting that you speak quickly, taught you to think quickly.
Yeah, actually, he said I have a higher intelligence than him. Stop acting stupid.
Oh, you're lucky. So you have a good relationship with your father?
Yeah, today's his 76th birthday.
If you have a good relationship with your father, doesn't that usually translate to a good relationship with men?
I think so. That's what, you know, you got me, too, with that tail hook. You know, I love men, and I love men to love women. I don't like what's going on with men being afraid to love.
How do you feel about Obama lecturing the U.S. Naval graduates today at a war academy about sexual harassment? Is this guy, how much lower can it get than this?
I think even the people here in Philly, that Democratic,
I know the ward politicians in Philly. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, they're it's so corrupt too. You have no idea, but in Philly, but they're tired of it. It's this constant state of something going on all the time.
Yeah, he's constantly debasing himself. Well, Andrea, you listen to me on WWIQ, don't you?
Yes, and I followed you before when you were in the other Philly station.
Oh, well, I'm going to send you a copy of my novel, a free copy of my new novel, A Time for War. Stay on the line. May as well for Memorial Day. That's all. Move on. Walk away cocktail. Walk away cocktail. Take it away. Go ahead. Take it. WABC in New York. Andrew, by the way, anyone else listening, you can call from anywhere in America on my 200 or so affiliates at 855-4072. There are people up tonight. They're listening. They're not all watching Jersey. I was going to use a dirty word. I can. It rhymes with shore. But instead of starting with an S, it starts with a W. And whenever I see Jersey Shore, I think of the other word for some reason, and I don't understand why. But nevertheless, here are the callers, and they're lining up. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the program.
I wanted to say, instead of you being the white blood cells of the media, you're the NK cell of the media. That means natural killer cell. And the natural killer cell seeks out cancerous and malignant cells and destroys them.
Andrew, you're good. You know your basic immunology, don't you?
I actually studied nutrition, you know, on my own, not as much as you have, and also studied theology a little, like creation theology, so I studied about...
Well, that's interesting. Okay, putting everything on a cellular level, so we know what the white blood cells are, we know what the leukocytes are, we know what the NK cells are, macrophages... They're all defense cells. What would a preacher be, or a religious preacher be, in a cellular analogy?
Probably the membrane.
Oh, my God. It keeps the cell intact. The spiritual teacher keeps the entire cell intact, is what you're saying.
Correct.
That's very interesting. I like talk radio when you get to an idea like that. That's interesting to put it into another context. On KLIF in Dallas, Texas, Sherry, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Oh, I have been trying to talk to you for years. I am just so thrilled. You know, I have never met a man until I met you. You are all man. I even like the little sniffle you do.
Oh, when I get the sinus thing.
You got this little sniffle. I mean, and everything you say, I picture in my mind. Do you have do you picture words when you speak?
Yes, I'm a pictographic speaker.
Okay, I do the same thing, and you just take me right where you are.
You know, it's very interesting, Sherry. Very few people understand that I actually speak in pictograms, which is unusual in the English language. My word construction is pictographic. It's not that common. Most people have not been taught to think in that manner and to express themselves in that manner. I mean, I know that for a fact. The Chinese language, as you probably know, and I'm not an expert on Chinese languages, are pictographic languages. They actually, their alphabet are pictures, right? We all know that, right?
That's why I know it now.
Okay, so in other words, if you look at the Chinese characters, they're all pictures. They're little pictures, not letters per se, as we know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which are letters. But even our English letters are somewhat related to picture painting, going back to the origins of language, which are fascinating. If people actually think about it, the miracle of language, it's amazing, Sherry. It's an amazing thing, the ability to speak. You know, we take it for granted. We think we say something to a person and they automatically understand us, but they don't. And that's the problem with culture clashes. You're bringing people in from the 9th through 15th century, and they put their women, for example, in a 15th century burqa. They don't understand, nor do they care to understand anything about this society. Why are they here? Why are they being brought here? Why are they not being forced to abandon their 15th century customs before they come to a modern secular society? The French have gone through this. They understand the devastation this brings when you bring in a culture that's 500 years in the past.
It's like when I was working retail, bringing up people. Out of 10 people, I started counting, there'd be 9 people from another country, and they were all on food stamps.
That's good. Well, that's good. Diversity is very important. You don't want a nation that's cohesive and a nation that speaks a single language that draws them together. What you want is a Tower of Babel so that the rulers, the corrupt rulers, can steal the treasury with impunity. Thank you for the call. See, I speak, I think it's the plain truth in plain English. What can I say to you? College grad, what? Okay, that's a good one. Why not? WABC again. Alexis, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I was just wondering, I just got out of school, and I want to know what the job prospects are like, given the...
Okay, all right, fine. You're calling a show seriously. You're concerned. What was your major?
I'm a double major. I'm a political science and mass communication.
Well, okay, so you hedged your bet, not knowing exactly what you wanted to do when you got out. Political science, as you know, is sort of a, you know, do-it-all, easy. You know, you go to law school or whatever. Mass communications sounds good, but what do you want to do? What are you capable of doing? Are you a good writer?
I am a good writer. I took the journalism route in mass communication, and I blog.
Well, I can't offer you a job, but what I'm saying is you have to start looking, and it's very hard. PR, advertising, isn't that the natural place? Aren't those the natural places you would look, Alexis?
I guess, but the economy is so stagnant that it's kind of like hard to find out where to start.
But Alexis, let me tell you something. Put out of your mind that the economy is stagnant. If you go out every day thinking that, you're not going to find what you're looking for. What you got to say is, I don't care about the economy. I care about me, and I'm better than the other people. I'm faster, I'm smarter, I'm more aggressive, and I'm going to get what I want. Put that in your mind every morning, and then think of that every day. And you will find something. Now, I can't guarantee where, what, how, or when. Of course, the easiest thing to do is look within your family for some help, and I assume you're calling the show because you have no family connections that can help you, or you wouldn't be calling, right?
I kind of just wanted some advice from someone outside of the family.
Well, what are they suggesting you do?
They suggest pursuing outlets that they're already in because they have their foot in the door, but it's like, I don't necessarily know if that's what I want to do.
Wait, they said what?
They said to pursue, like, corporate communications, which I don't necessarily know if that's what I want to do.
Well, but I don't know that you can easily walk into that. It's not that easy. You say corporate communications. Big companies not going to go hire a kid right out of college to suddenly write their press releases. That's a hard job to get. You need to know someone to get in that door. The hardest job, Alexis, is your first job in a field. Ask anybody. It's like I used to hear when I was a kid from rich people, and I knew only a few, to me, rich, you know, they would say that the first million is the hardest, and after that it's easy. And it's the same with a job in a profession that you like. The hardest thing you can do is get that first job. You need to meet people. It's the old thing. It's not what you know, it's who you know. I would say work the family. Work the family, work the church, work the synagogue, work the network, work the network. Use the old girls network. 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game. Let's have a piece of rock and roll now, guys. It's your choice, dealer's choice, on the Savage Nation. I got to catch my breath. Chubby Checkers. Turn it on. I was never a Chubby Checkers fan. He reminds me of Muhammad Ali, Chubby, the way he looked in his peak. You ever notice how Chubby Checkers looked like Muhammad Ali? It's interesting. I'm more in a California kind of girls, Beach Boys thing tonight before we take our break. Let's have Beach Boys, California Girls. That would kind of be a Memorial Day weekend song, wouldn't it? No? Yes? It's hard to find. You got to look for it. You got to find it. You got to put it in. You got to press a button. I was so jealous of the Beach Boys when I was a kid. I actually didn't know there were guys like that in the world. I was so infuriated that they led that life. I was schlepping on the Q44A, the IRT, the IND, the E-Train to Nowhere, sweating. And here were these guys, good-looking, blonde, blue-eyed, surfboards. I had no idea how they made a living. I couldn't understand how to get there. Where are they today? Transfusion trees in San Diego? No, I think they still perform, don't they? It's like the revenge of the nerds. I mean, the fact of the matter is all these guys who had it big when they were 18, 20, the high school, college athletes, burned out by 40. The knees are shot. Even golfers, they burn out the hips. I haven't had anything replaced, nothing. I'm not the bionic man. I don't know what this was. That luck? I shouldn't keep saying it because I know one day you're going to hear I'm gone. It's going to be like, okay, what happened? I don't know. That's all. Been replaced by his dog in recordings. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The seaweed,
the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that Rockstar parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Here's a vote. Traffic eastbound 24, the Orinda Crossroads. All lanes clear. Earlier accident, though, back things up into the Caldecott Tunnel. Things slow pretty much now from Highway 13. Eastbound 580, slow and go from Highway 680 in Pleasanton through Livermore to about Greenville Road. Northbound 680, sluggish into Walnut Creek from about Red Gear Road as you make your way up towards the 24 interchange. And southbound 880, still sluggish south for 237 down to Highway 280. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Well, oh, Bobby, darling, come and go with me. Don't let me way beyond the sea. I need you, darling, so come go with me. Come into my heart.
the Savage Nation, the Memorial Day show, even though it's not Memorial Day. The Middle East is going to blow. It's going to blow. It's going to blow. It's going to blow. It's going to be the worst policy disaster in Obama's regime. Just now, Kerry over in the Middle East, 48 hours in Jerusalem and Ramallah, trying to talk Israeli and Palestinian leaders into returning to peace diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State John Ketchup Kerry's exit line called for hard decisions. What does that mean? At the time he's telling the Israelis and Palestinians to come back to the peace table, Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah are pouring fighting strength into Syria. And both of them hate Israel, hate Turkey, hate Lebanon, hate Jordan, and they hate the Palestinian Authority. So what is he doing there? And the Syrian rebels are Al-Qaeda. What in the world is this government thinking? Why are we arming those who want to introduce Sharia law to Syria? Do you people have any idea we have morons running everything? It's either moronic or traitorous. I don't have an answer for you. Either they don't know what they're doing. Look what they did to Egypt. Look what they did to Libya. Look what they did to the entire Arab Crescent. You can call it North Africa. I'll call it the Arab Crescent. Look what this administration has done to the Arab Crescent. Now it's not enough meddling. Now they want to go into Syria and give arms and weapons, including that moron McCain, the biggest doofus in the history of the Republican Party. One day to the next, McCain doesn't know what he's talking about. A clueless fool. He's for immigration. He's against immigration. He's for it. He's against it. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a front man, like all of them, like the ice cream man. The ice cream man cometh, Rubio. You won't be hearing about Rubio in about 3 months. He'll be disappeared from the scene because he has made himself known for what he is. How could anyone support that man, that shill for the Democrat machine? How? How can anyone support Rubio? Where does his support derive from? From where does his support derive? I don't understand it. Kerry in Israel. Hard decisions in Israel. I don't know. Moscow, by the way, does not want us to be funding the, quote, rebels in Syria. That's in their sphere of influence. Assad is their, basically their, shall I say, client state. Assad's regime was their client state. And as murderous and as brutal as he is, Assad, do you think that the people who are waiting in the wings are going to be kinder and gentler? They rape and kill Alawites when they invade a town. They rape and they kill anyone but their sect of Muslim. But no, you don't read any of that. I don't even want to talk about it. It's too complicated. I study these things. I do it for you, actually. No one wants to hear it.
Savage. This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There goes my heart. There goes the one I love.
It is The Savage Nation, a little Rock and Roll Friday. Obscure song, Jerry Vale, There Goes My Heart. I guess the reason I'm playing is because we're entering summer. Memorial Day kicks off the summer for everybody. I know it's pouring like crazy on the East Coast right now, but that too shall pass. The ground needs it. The water table needs it. And it's good. It's good for the earth. The plants are smiling. The plants are happy. The trees are glad. The frogs are glad. The amphibians are glad. The deer are glad. What, would you rather have a drought now? So be glad it's raining. It's good. The sewers are flushing. The streets of Manhattan are going to be clean for a while. The rats, everything flushed away. Rain is good. But I like There Goes My Heart by Jerry Vale for a number of reasons, and it's just a nostalgic thing. I'll do politics in a minute or two if I feel like it. What's the point? What's the point? You have the most corrupt, divisive administration in history. That in here, Obama today hosts illegal immigrants to the White House and snubs unions. So after he used the unions now, he's snubbing the unions, inviting in non-citizens into the White House. That when will they ever learn that this man is the most deceitful guy in the history of the country, ever? So what's the point of talking about it? Well, none of them are going to turn on him. They got too much at stake. Anyway, so I'm thinking, There Goes My Heart. Why? Why did that song come to my mind of all of the songs I have in the rock and roll archives here? I remember my father. He died in 1970, a long time ago. God, it was a long time. He had a heart attack. And, you know, he used to love the song, There Goes My Heart. Before he had the heart attack, I remember listening to it in the car. To this day, I can remember sitting in one of his cars, what was it, a 55 Caddy, going over the Kosciuszko Bridge into Manhattan, or sitting in his DeSoto before that with the roof rack, God, that he used to move merchandise around and deliver the merchandise. And, you know, his life goes on, that's all. The next one and the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. It's that, you know, what comes to my mind is when you think of a thing like that, it's kind of that whole concept of Buddhism, the eternal wheel. And we're all on that wheel. We are the wheel. It's not like we are crushed by the wheel. We are the wheel. That's the interesting thing about it. We are the wheel itself. It's like the observation when you, early days of ecology, which is now known as environmentalism. In the early days of the ecology movement, people were worried about DDT, as they should be, because if it got into the water table, it got into the eagle up the food chain, and the eggs cracked, the eagle stopped breeding, right? And then eventually people came to understand that they are the eagle. It wasn't we are we and they are they. We are. It was almost like the Beatles song, we are the eagle. And once people got the consciousness that we are the eagle, suddenly things happened because they didn't want to kill the eagle because they were killing themselves. See, once you realize that you are the eagle, what's good for the eagle is good for mankind. You have to understand that. And the thing about, without getting negative on it, the thing about, I don't know how to put it other than to say uneducated conservatives, better known as almost dodo birds, boobs, people who are probably good politically, say the right things politically, but they have no education in this area, and they mock everyone who tries to save the earth with a broad brush. Everyone's in the same category to them. That's not an accurate view. They're mocking their own survival in that sense. So in that regard, we're all conservationists, or we all should be. I guess that's a long way of saying that's a pretty song, and welcome to the Savage Nation. 855-407-282. We are the eagle. We are the eagle. We have a song by the Eagles? I think we do have a song by the Eagles. We know that Obama's not an eagle. Obama is definitely not an eagle. He's like a bird of prey, but definitely not an eagle for sure. He speaks at the Naval Academy graduation today. It's shocking. Instead of talking about the proud history of the U.S. Navy, instead of talking about the proud history of the Marines, instead of talking about the great accomplishments of the Navy, he launches into an attack on about sexual assault in the military, almost like a crazy college teacher, which is what he's becoming more and more like, a crazy, shrill, leftist college teacher of the type we all laugh at. But he's the president. The man talks down to everyone. On Monday, he went to Morehouse College, and he talks down to the African-American graduates. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I want you to listen to clip one. It's important that you hear it again on the Savage Nation. Play clip one.
Now think about it. For black men in the 40s and the 50s, the threat of violence, the constant humiliations, large and small, the uncertainty that you could support a family, the gnawing doubts born of a Jim Crow culture
like you would know
you every day that somehow you were inferior.
Oh, get off it.
The temptation to shrink from the world, to accept your place, to avoid risks, to be afraid. That temptation was necessarily strong.
You just heard the low point of the presidency. How do you feel about President Obama peddling Jim Crow prejudice? The days of prejudice during Jim Crow were horrible. How do you feel about President Obama peddling the days of Jim Crow prejudice to a new generation of African-American college grads? It's a simple question. Did you hear what he just did? Here is a president wrapping himself in the horrible 40s when these laws were in place. He, of course, wasn't born. He, of course, never suffered a day in his life. He, of course, was raised by a white grandmother. He, of course, had everything handed to him on a silver platter. He, of course, went to a private high school. He, of course, went to Columbia. He, of course, had the skids greased for him. But he's suddenly in the same pain as the men of the 1940s. Oh, you should be embarrassed, but a man like you has no shame. That's an embarrassment, frankly. You know, I've met African-American guys in their 30s from time to time. I don't meet many people. And they say to me they don't like hearing any of this. They don't want to hear any of this race baiting from the Jesse Jacksons and such. Now they're hearing it from the president, now that he's in trouble. So let's now listen to clip three of the great president at Morehouse College.
In troubled neighborhoods all across this country, many of them heavily African-American. Too few of our citizens have role models to guide them. Communities just a couple of miles from my house in Chicago. Communities just a couple of miles from here. They're places where jobs are still too scarce and wages are still too low, where schools are underfunded and violence is pervasive, where too many of our young men
stop
spend
it. I can't listen to the double talk. Oh, stop with the injured voice. Stop with the injured voice like you're suffering, trying to steam these kids up like they're entering a racist society. It's unbelievable to me. Yeah. That was Monday. It was a pretty good show. I'm sorry you missed it, that you had to actually make a living or you have a family and couldn't listen to every second of my brilliant monologues here on the Savage Nation. But that's what Friday is for, is to bring you the pearls of wisdom from the week that you missed. And that's why Friday, although people use it as a throwaway show in talk radio, which is, you know, just an open mic, it's a lazy man's way of doing a Friday show. I double down and do a double show on Friday. I do a harder show. I drive my staff crazy. I make them work harder because I work harder on Friday. Why? There's a reason. If a person's going to listen to talk radio, especially on a Friday night, they want value for their money. They want something. They're coming into that tent. They want to go home feeling that it was worth their time to turn that dial to your show. At least that's how I see it. This is not a trivial business that I'm in. This is a grueling business. This is a combat sport. This is, if you do it right, as tough as it gets. If you do it wrong, you can just fake it and you don't even feel it. But you won't last long in this business. And I can tell you, I've been in it for 18 years, 19 years. I never thought I'd live. I always knew I would wind up in the winner's circle, whether it's point of one, two, three. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not specifically caring about that. From day one, that I started in radio, and I'll end this part about me in 30 seconds or less, I knew I'd be in the winner's circle. I just knew it. But here I am, very close to my goals. And the times, they are a-changing for sure, but not for the better. I must tell you, though, that everything I thought I stood for has come to naught. When I began in 94, I was filled with hope, beginning radio. I thought we could save America from the liberal assault on our borders, language, and culture, our schools, our military. Every institution has been decimated. And now we have the most corrupt administration in history, seizing reporter records, harassing their enemies in a manner far worse than Richard Nixon did. And Nixon wasn't even that bad, by the way. These people make Joseph McCarthy look like an angel. But because of the double standard, because of the racial sensitivity in this country, they're getting away with it. Let's hope that John Boehner is replaced by Ted Cruz. Let's hope that John Boehner is replaced by a true conservative. And John Boehner goes out the pasture to work on his man tan. This is the Savage Nation. What would you like to talk about? I have great topics for you. And some of them I've touched on, and some of them I haven't. Let's begin in Redding, California, KQMS. In case you don't know where Redding is, if you're from another part of the country, Redding is northern California. Dee, welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead, please.
Hey, my quick question, I'm not going to waste too much time. I just wanted to know your opinion on where do the American people run to? Who do they run to when everybody's corrupt? I'm sorry.
And well, first of all, here's the thing. Here's a simple answer to it. Are you corrupt?
That should tell everybody.
Well, no, I mean, I'm answering your question. Do you consider yourself corrupt? I assume not, correct?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So if you consider yourself a good person, in the most corrupt of times, where have people turned in the past? They turn within. There's an old phrase, tend your own garden. What does that mean? It means look within yourself for salvation. You can't expect a corrupt world to not be corrupt. So there are degrees of corruption is the point. Right now we're at a low point. This administration is a new low for American politics. And in our time. Of course, there's always been corruption, but it's never been this endemic. It's endemic like a disease. It's taken for granted. We have an imperiousness coming out of the Obama administration which says, I am above the law. I'm the untouchables. We don't have an Elliot Ness, though. There is no Elliot Ness to go after the untouchables, is there? But nevertheless, you asked a different question, which is where do you turn? You turn within. Tend your own garden. And I mean that. You have to turn within. Don't you think that's a good solution?
Well, absolutely, and I just wish that the American people would understand that. Everybody's reaching out and looking for somebody to save them. Save yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a saying, the enemy is within, but the kingdom of God is within also. I think Tolstoy wrote that, the kingdom of God is within us. And so I don't want to get too religious and get into that whole area, but many people in times that are perplexing turn to religion. Am I correct?
Very correct.
All right. Well, religion may have a revival in this country because of Obama and his cronies. It could drive people back into the churches. It could drive people back to their religious beliefs. It could make people actually better rather than worse. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
They're sports cars. They're muscle cars. But there's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette.
Ho, 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 look out now.
And the place to get yours is the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Boardwalk has an amazing selection of over 50 new Corvettes available. Powerful coupes, cool convertibles, even the awesome Z06 and ZR1 models. Boardwalk has all the colors and performance options you want. And in order to secure a large allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Right now, all 2013 Corvettes in stock are $10,000 off MSRP. That's $2,000 factory rebate. That's a whopping $10,000 off every new 2013 Corvette in stock. Get even more deals and view Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at BoardwalkChevrolet.com or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 in Whipple in Redwood City. Boardwalk Chevrolet, find new roads.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Break this record. I don't like it. Don't like it. Transfusion Trees, Fort Lauderdale. Half of them are dead. Welcome back to the program. Chris on WABC, welcome to the program.
Yes, Mr. Savage. I just want to compliment you on a great week of shows. You are absolutely on fire.
Thank you. That was a good one. No, I put in a lot of heart and soul this week because the news is beyond belief.
I have three quick statements. First, representation without taxation is tyranny.
Okay, please, lunatic. Look, meant to destroy the show. Here's a crazy story for you to show you the evils of big pharmaceuticals. By the way, they're thriving under Obama. Obamacare was meant for a few very special, big special interests, one of which is the big drug companies. What I'm about to read you should shock you to your pelvis. New antidepressant similar to Special K party drug. I said, what? Let me read it. Johnson & Johnson said it plans to seek approvals for 11 new drugs by 2017, including a treatment for patients with depression who have failed to benefit from standard medications. The intranasal drug called esketamine is closely related to a pediatric anesthetic called ketamine that has been shown in academic studies to ease symptoms rapidly in such patients, including a reduction in suicidal thoughts. But ketamine is also the active ingredient of the mood-altering party drug known as Special K. J&J, which is testing its tweaked version of ketamine in mid-stage trials, said initial findings have been promising. They call it a great breakthrough. The results have been truly remarkable, said Husseini Manji, head of neuroscience at Johnson & Johnson. Manji said esketamine could be very important for depressed patients who have become suicidal because it works so quickly. He said, today you basically treat people or lock them up until the drugs take effect. But the Yale research shows ketamine takes effect within hours. Well, so does heroin. Heroin takes effect for pain and such in seconds. I don't know why they don't just make heroin legal. I mean, they could put it out with baby powder. You buy a jar of Johnson & Johnson baby powder, and then you get a shot of heroin. After all, it takes seconds. And by contrast, standard drugs can take weeks or months to improve symptoms. Well, of course, the symptoms can also abate by not using drugs, by diet, by exercise, by changing your lifestyle. But nevertheless, know that big companies keep pushing out drugs, and that's where their profits are. So here it goes. Johnson & Johnson said it will seek approvals by 2017 for drugs to treat hepatitis C, immune diseases, and schizophrenia, as well as vaccines for flu, rabies, and polio. The company, citing industry statistics, said global sales of prescription drugs are expected to grow 4.5% annually until 2017. To me, it looks like they can grow 6-9% a year for the next 5 years, Rabova said, an analyst with Scharf Investments in Scotts Valley. He said J&J's array of experimental drugs suggests company pharmaceutical sales will outpace the market. See? That's all that matters is sales. That's all. Just keep taking your prescription drugs because Obama will pay for them. Ketamine now they're going to sell as an antidepressant. Can you believe this? I think that they really ought to reintroduce morphine as a mood elevator. After all, morphine and cocaine was once used in Coca-Cola. Why don't they resell that, Johnson & Johnson? You buy the baby powder for diaper rash, and you get your cocaine and your heroin on the side under Obamacare. What could be wrong with that?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Looking at traffic, the getaway arteries, the commute's getting much better, but you'll still find it slow out of Nevada, northbound 101, from about Roland on and off through Petaluma. Eastbound 580, certainly much better, but you'll find slow traffic as you head from Pleasanton into Livermore to about Greenville Road and going to the South South Bay, southbound 101, slow from Coyote Creek Golf Drive as you go through Morgan Hill, but at least it's no longer stop and go. Other than that, we've got an accident being reported northbound 680. Lavorna should be off to the right side. A car fire eastbound 24 just past the Caldecott Tunnel. That's in the right lane. Traffic backing up into that right bore. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by San Jose SaberCats football. It's fast, it's furious, it's San Jose SaberCats football. This Saturday, May 25th at 7:30 against the Utah Blaze at HP Pavilion. Free reusable shopping bags to the first 5,000 fans. Great seats available. Go to thesanjosesabercats.com.
I need to lose 10 pounds, but I just don't have time to exercise.
With Live Skinny, losing the weight is as simple as drinking from a water bottle. And today you can get Live Skinny for free.
I just drink water?
Yes, it's literally weight loss support in a water bottle. Want proof? The active ingredients in Live Skinny, endorsed by celebrity TV doctors, showed how Live Skinny boosts your body's own natural metabolism and burns away the fat. All you have to do is drink. With clinically proven ingredients, Live Skinny's raspberry ketone, green coffee bean, African mango extract, and Garcinia cambogia are guaranteed to help you lose weight.
weight, and right now it's free.
How do I get it for free?
Free trials of Live Skinny are available right now at freeliveskinny.com. Get rid of those nagging 10 to 20 pounds. Women reported losing up to 11 pounds in the first week. In fact, a 10-week study shows participants lost an average of 28 pounds and over 18% of their body fat. So get your free Live Skinny trial today at freeliveskinny.com. But hurry, this free trial offer is only available to the first 100 people 18 years or older. So lose the weight and live skinny at freeliveskinny.com.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created the largest sales event in their 31-year history. Now through Memorial Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Everything's on Sale event. Every road, mountain, neighborhood, and kids bike. Every helmet, jersey, short, shoe, part, and accessory, all on sale. Everything, over 3,000 items at every location reduced for this limited time event. Plus doorbusters, up to 70% off. Performance Bicycle's Everything's on Sale event runs through Memorial Day. Don't miss it. Go to performancebike.com for locations.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's some good news just came out of the New York Post minutes ago. The doctor behind the Long Island Railroad pension disability scam was just given eight years and $233 million in fines. Yay! Next stop is jail. A doctor at the heart of the massive LIRR gravy train scandal was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison yesterday for a central role in the audacious $1 billion pension scam, which the judge condemned as a large pool of corruption. Good for that judge. Dr. Peter Ajamian, 63, was also ordered to pay back $233 million for falsely diagnosing hundreds of greedy Long Island Railroad workers with disabilities so they could retire early with sweet pensions. Manhattan Federal Court Judge Victor Marrero ripped into the orthopedist before throwing him in prison. That's amazing. That, see, there are honest judges. Prosecutors said Ajamian ran a disability fraud mill that recommended over 700 retiring LIRR employees get disability payments between the late 90s and 2008. During that same period, Ajamian declared as disabled an astounding 94% of the LIRR workers he saw, and the dishonest doctor pocketed $800 to $1,200 for each fraudulent diagnosis. Isn't this amazing? So that's pretty good. I mean, little by little, they're whittling it down, you know. Now they've got to go into the other unions that are using these phony disability scams. One railroad electrician who paid Ajamian, I can't pronounce his name, $750 for a phony disability diagnosis was busted when he was filmed installing an underground irrigation system. Many of the LIRR workers who scammed their way into the generous pension spent their time playing golf and tennis or even went on to start second careers, prosecutors have said. So that's pretty amazing. Maybe that'll send a signal to all of the other pension fraudsters out there, of which, believe me, there's quite a few of them. Prison, $233 million in fines for LIRR, gravy train doctor. So that's just come out of New York. Lines went dead. No, unless I talk about George Washington or the Bill of Rights, the audience. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, a clean, well-lighted place for talk. It's open mic to Mike Friday. It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you very much. Hey, guys, did you have a chance to look up Broadway Danny Rose for me and that Italian singer I'm looking for? No one could find. Okay, audience, whoever gets this right gets a free copy of A Time for War. In the Woody Allen movie, Broadway Danny Rose, there is a couple of scenes with an Italian nightclub singer, like an amateur, who throws the microphone back and forth from one hand to the other, and the women love him in these clubs. I love that guy. I don't know who he is. I want to know his name, and I want to find his song. I feel like playing it right now. I need entertainment. I need entertainment value myself, personally. I really do. I mean, it's weekends coming up. A long, long, hot weekend. Why, my God. Long, hot weekend coming up. Look what's going on in this world. Every day the man hits us with another lash. Lou Canova! How do you know that? Played by Nick Apolloforte. How'd you find that all of a sudden? Neil, David, you found it? You Googled it. Okay. Do you have any music by Nick Apolloforte? I want to hear that song. I just love it. You're not going to get it right now.
He enjoys every meal, every bite that I...
No, that's not the song from the movie, though. I need entertainment. I'm in a crazy mood. You know why? It's because I want to be, you know, back 40, 50 years ago. I want to be going to the Catskill Mountains to work as a waiter or a busboy and know what I know now. You know, I remember when you were young, people say, would you do, if you had to live it all over again, would you do it the same way? And people, no, I wouldn't change a thing. I'm happy with everything I did. What kind of nonsense is that? First of all, you can't live it over again. That's number one. So why ask the question? Secondly, what kind of questions would you do the same? How could you do the same things all over again? You don't have consciousness about everything you're doing every second, what it's going to, the ramifications. I don't understand certain things I don't understand people say. They have no meaning. I'll give you another example of a common statement that has very little meaning for me that I heard 1,000 times in my life. Life is short. You may as well enjoy it. So what am I supposed to do now? Take Special K? What do you mean life is short? You're supposed to enjoy it. What should I do? Go to a nightclub and take Special K? What am I supposed to do? Life is short. So you make it shorter by becoming a lunatic? I'll give you another one that people use. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. What does that mean? I don't know what you did. Nor do I want to know it. I'm not interested in your affairs, sir. I'm not interested in everything you did. It's disgusting, frankly. I have to think about all the herring you ate in your life? Forget about it. I don't want to know about the herring you ate at Shanks Paramount. What else is in the news? What other scandals can I mong you with? You know, this is funny, but so much of talk radio is scandal monging. And the problem is that there's a lot of it. It's not that they're wrong for mongering the scandals. It's that Obama throws us so many scandals, we have no choice but to mong the scandals. Can he let a week go by, 1 week, without offending the body politic, without hitting us with another slash? We're bleeding from 1,000 cuts. Well, you don't know what cut to heal. Unbelievable to me. Here's the only good news tonight. Menendez, you know, the wonderful senator from New Jersey, the one with the one who allegedly didn't go with Menendez, not the Menendez brothers from years ago in L.A. Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, who allegedly was with, and they said he wasn't with, he said the immigration bill does not have the votes to pass the Senate. Don't assume because Rubio is giving you the malarkey with a bar of ice cream that it was a done deal just because, you know, McCain the shame told you that. Senator Robert Menendez, D. New Jersey, said Friday that the Gang of Eight immigration bill doesn't have enough votes to pass the Senate. Of course it doesn't. Most of America does not want 11, 23, 30, or 50 million illegal aliens on the social welfare network. So in addition to the four GOP co-sponsors, Senator Orrin Hatch voted for the bill in committee, even though he's not committed to support to the floor. What does that mean? He's playing it both ways. Menendez said he was optimistic that the bipartisan coalition could cobble together. I love these lines, cobble together. They need 60 votes. And any senator who votes for this, I can guarantee you if he's a Republican, is going to be thrown out of office. They better make sure that La Raza and the gangs behind this are giving them a very cushy retirement. That's all I can say, because they're not going to be in the Senate after this. 80% of the American people who are not illegal aliens themselves oppose a blanket amnesty plan of this type. Oh, God. What else is in the news? Bill Clinton adopts more dignified Twitter handle. Oh, please. Top Dem Tax Write 11 calls for IRS officials to resign. It's like the pot calling the kettle. Yeah, I get it. What else? Alabama Rep. Joe Bonner to resign. Don't know it. Never heard of it. Poll says Obama's approval rating slides amid controversies. Big deal, up and down. Big deal, up and down. Up and down it goes. Up and down and down. Who cares about the polls? The conservatives in the media always said they don't believe in polls, right? Now all of a sudden they're quoting polls about Obama. Well, polls show he's down. We believe in polls. In addition to quoting Ben Franklin and the kite, we believe in polls. What do you want to talk about now? What do I have any good callers? How about some new affiliates in the top 20? Did you hear Obama, what he did to the Naval Academy graduates? Slapped them around today. Monday, he slapped around the Morehouse graduates. He harkened back he channeled like a 1940s accent to sound like he was personally injured by the laws of the 1940s. The guy wasn't even born yet. He was already living through the Jim Crow era. And these young men don't want to hear this. I mean, they know society is an open society. They know it, and they want to move ahead on their own brains. They don't want to hand it to. Today he goes before the Naval graduates and starts lecturing them not about the great days of the U.S. Navy, not about Midway, not about the Battle of the Coral Sea, not about things of that nature. Instead, he attacks the graduates about sexual assault. Listen to clip 8.
We must acknowledge that even here, even in our military, we've seen how the misconduct of some can have effects that ripple far and wide.
Always
those who commit
lecturing.
Sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military
get off
strong.
It.
We have to be determined to stop these crimes, because they've got no place in the greatest military on earth.
Oh, my God in heaven. The audience went dead silent. After cheering him when he pumped them up with the Osama bin Laden by the SEALs, they went dead silent. Who's writing this stuff for him now? Did he get some feminist professor from Brown University to start writing his speeches? Is Nancy Pelosi writing his speeches? Is Bonnie Frank writing his speeches? Who's writing these speeches? This is like GLAD writing his speeches now. He's getting so far to the left, I think he's disconnected from his own reality. Doesn't he understand what he's doing to his own party by harping on this negativity all the time? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, frankly. Do you understand that this was set up to happen, the so-called sexual harassment in the military? Patricia Schroeder, then Congresswoman Colorado, created the false tailhook scandal in order to destroy the naval aviation community. That wasn't good enough. It didn't work completely. Then they pushed women into the Air Force Academy. Then they pushed women into the Naval Academy. Then they pushed women into the military academy. Wonderful. And what have the results been? Now the next stage of the takedown. Now start complaining about sexual assault. Do you know what the definition of sexual assault is today? I oppose rape. Rape is one of the most horrible crimes on earth. Do you know what sexual assault is defined by the radical, crazed academic feminists who have penetrated every aspect of this administration? If a man looks at a woman in a certain suggestive way and says, "You really look nice today," that's sexual assault to Obama. And for that, the man can be thrown out of the military. Now, what do you expect a normal man with testosterone who is trained to be a warrior to feel when he's around an attractive woman with the right curves? What do you want that man to do? What do you want him to become? Not a man? You want to become a half man? There's your answer. They won't be happy until we're like the Portuguese military. This administration will not be happy until we are defenseless, entirely defenseless, until there's not a man left who can fly a plane, until there's not a man left who can fire a howitzer, until there's not a man left who can drive a tank. They will not be happy until we are totally defenseless, and they're using every trick in the academics' arsenal, or shall I say armamentarium, to use a PhD word. Obama is using every trick in the toolbox, or shall I say the armamentarium, of the radical feminist academic. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
9 ancient omens, 1 hidden biblical prophecy, all revealing themselves through catastrophic events in America's past and present. Sounds like a plot for a movie, but really, it's a sign of the end. Get ready for Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Harbinger. A prophetic message given to a man in the form of 9 seals, each unveiling a mystery about America's future. The Harbinger, where prophecy meets reality. Available where fine books are sold.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Have you heard? Proactiv is America's number one acne system because it's fast and gentle, and it's all about prevention. So, stay tuned for a chance to participate in a 60-day trial to prove it. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? With Proactiv, you can heal your acne and help prevent new breakouts. Right now, in this radio area, we're looking for just 50 people with moderate acne to demonstrate exactly how fast Proactiv works. The first 50 callers who qualify can try Proactiv 100% risk-free for 60 days. And we're giving away our amazing dark spot corrector, free and yours to keep, just for participating. With dark spot corrector, it's like your breakouts were never even there. Be one of the 50 people to complete the 100% risk-free trial and get a free dark spot corrector. Supplies are limited, and this offer ends soon, so call now. 1-800-669-5252. That's 1-800-669-5252. 1-800-669-5252.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. you only pay shipping and handling. This free beta prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
My son, this your girl, cara mia.
Cara mia, Nick Apollo. Someday you will give her away. I don't know why I was thinking that. I mean, it's got to get faster, though. It's too slow.
Those arms that were gently
too slow. Around it's not a faster part. You know, a faster stanza. No, end it. Sorry, I had a bad idea. I just wanted to be back in Shanks Paramount in 1967. Sorry, it's not going to happen. Ugh, who would want to be back there? Horrible. 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, 7 meals a day. Starting at 6:30 in the morning, ending at midnight for the midnight supper. No wonder that generation had so many heart attacks and cancer. No, God rest their souls. They were nice people, by and large. But when they went away for those 2 weeks in these Borscht Belt hotels, they paid for a week, let's say, vacation. It was all meals included. Now, you know I like buffets, but I control it a little bit. I'll go back for a second time, and that's it. I'm not like the immigrant gardeners. The plate looks like a pterodactyl. You know, killed seven deer by the time they get through. I don't blame them. It says all you can eat. The guy goes back and back, and the bones build up. The poor Indian guy stands there fuming. He doesn't know what to say. I said, can't you say limit to three visits to the pit? He said, no. He says to me, you have to let him eat. I said, what are you, crazy? You're going broke. Well, in the Catskill Mountains in those days, if the folks from the Bronx, Brooklyn, wherever, went to a hotel where it was all meals included, and I'm talking meals, unlimited, they come in for breakfast. Now, breakfast ran, if I remember, from 7 a.m. to 10:30. Most people came in 8:30, 9. They were gone, so you had a chance to clean up. There was always that one couple who thought that they were hipper than everybody else. For some reason, she had a different hairdo. They had a Cadillac, whatever. They would come in at 10:30 every morning. They'd be the only ones in the dining room, maybe one other, you know, Hollywood couple from Queens. And they torture the waiter and busboy with stories. You know what? I think I'll have another one of those. Let me have another pineapple juice. This went on. You're sweating. You're dying to get out of there because you have to clean up. Then be back for lunch at 12 o'clock. This went on then 12 o'clock lunch. The same thing. It was 12 to 2:30. Couple comes in at 2:30. They'd stretch it to 3:45. You're dying. You're dying to get out, have a swim, go out with your friends because you have to be back at 5 for dinner. So now you're doing dinner. Same thing. Finished 10:30. Some people gone 8:30, want to see the show. Some would stroll in at 9:30. That type. Really abusive. Now, what you don't know is there was also a thing, a midnight supper. It wasn't enough for them. They ate heavy meat and heavy potatoes and desserts that you could die from. Diabetes, cancer, heart attack in every meal. Midnight suppers. They'd come back for a midnight snack. You could have fed half of Pakistan with one midnight snack in the hotel I worked in. You could have kept half of Pakistan running for a day on the midnight snack alone if you took it from that hotel. But people did this every day, every night, for the whole week because they paid for it and they wanted their money's worth, which is why I wish I could go back once. Not to change anything. I'd like to see. It doesn't exist anymore. This is over. In the Pocono Mountains, they had the Italian Alps. They used to call it. The Italians had the same thing. The food must have been great. You know what I missed, though? One of the things I missed, I used to like passenger liners, and I had my experiences on the Royal Viking and such. They were beautiful liners, but before they were cruise ships, they were passenger liners, per se. They were used for passage. So when the kids were young, I was lucky. I was a lecturer and anthropologist. We would go from Honolulu to Fiji, or sometimes Fiji to Honolulu, or sometimes San Francisco to Honolulu, take the kids out of school, and, you know, they do their homework on the ship, and I would lecture and whatever. They were great days of the ships. I love the Canberra, the Oriana, the Arcadia. Some of the greatest memories I have are the cruise ships that would take the British civil servants on their home leave. They got a two-month home leave every year, I think. It was amazing. And they would the government paid for their passage from Australia back to England on these incredible ships. They were not cruise ships in those days, you know, with the casinos and whatnot. They were much more dignified. There was no music on the walking decks. You could literally go out on the deck and walk and just hear the sea slapping against the hull, which is what I love. Nevertheless, they were magnificent big ships in those days, 30,000 tons, 35,000 tons. I mean, they're quite large. And they were class. They were divided by class, first, second, and third class in those ships. Believe me, it was a very differentiated world on those ships in those days. I'll never forget, before I go on to that story, the ship I missed was the Leonardo da Vinci. That was an Italian cruise liner that was just before my time in the 50s, the late 50s. I was dying to get on the Leonardo da Vinci. I couldn't afford it. I was poor. But I imagine the food on that ship. You know, I probably would have pigged out and who knows what. Probably people listening to the show, some of you on the da Vinci. Nevertheless, that ship, the Oriana, the Canberra, the Arcadia, was phenomenal. I remember I was a young graduate student, anthropologist, going back and forth lecturing. So we traveled. They put us into a second class, who knows what. When you looked into the first class rooms on that ship, it was a different world. The lighting was subdued. The carpets were thicker. It was like butlers in a private club. You know, it was like looking at the Titanic while you were in steerage. Well, I was a good-looking, bright young guy, and I snuck into first class to have some drinks. I don't know how. I went around the back, a stevedore, this. And I went up there, and I met some guy. He was with, close to the royal family. Who knows what he was? He was a pilot in the Royal Air Force. So the guy loved me. Him and his wife just loved me. They just loved my audacity. They loved the anthropology. They loved my family. I had such a wonderful time. Every night he invited me back to first class to drink with him and have a good time. I guess I was entertaining him. Who knows? He wasn't pandering to me. He was just a decent guy who was bored to death with his social class. And I guess he wanted to slum with the onboard ethnologist. Who knows? Well, this is Michael Savage with his blog briefing room. The last word in talk radio every day. There's another huge hour coming to most affiliates. Perhaps not yours because you are Savage deprived by not getting the third hour.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Friday, May 24th, 2013, TGIF and the big Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture, and see what made it to the big board. It's a terrible story. Well, actually, this is the good part of the story. There's a video that came out of the United Kingdom cops who actually have guns, the ones that do, shooting the Muslim murderers, butchers, throwbacks, subhumans, who dismembered the young boy in the streets of London. Didn't read about that? Didn't make it to your local Lib newspaper about the Muslims who shouted Allah Akbar and then cut a young 20-year-old to ribbons because he was a drummer in the military? Well, that's it. They calmly walked around the streets after they set the body of the beheaded British soldier in the middle of the street. Well, here you can see the UK cops shooting them down. Unfortunately, they didn't kill them. Now they have to hospitalize them. Michael Savage asks, what stands between us and what happened in London? It's simple. Guns, guns, and more guns. Don't let Obama and Holder disarm you, or you won't have an America at all. In London, the communist mayor says, don't blame Islam for the attack. Don't blame Islam. Even though they screamed it's in the name of Islam, the communist mayor of London says it's not Islam. The British soldier dismembered in England survived in the Afghan war to be slaughtered on a London street by a Muslim. He leaves a wife and a little child. There's no London anymore. In fact, there's no England anymore. By the way, the suspects in the London attack with the bloody hands, the African Muslims, were being watched by British security for 8 years. See what liberalism has done to us? They're waiting for him to behead someone before they could arrest him. Unbelievable. By the way, the butcher in London, the African Muslim butcher, was once a Christian. He was converted. Yeah, known to them. 28-year-old Muslim convert, Michael Adebajadosh. He and another man are under arrest. They're being shot by police after Wednesday's attack in Woolwich. Who was he? Well, they were being watched for 8 years, but of course they couldn't be touched because of the liberal laws in England. The killed soldier was a loving father. His name was Lee Rigby. Can you imagine what England has become? By the way, one of the suspects in the butchering was intercepted by police last year while leaving the country. Of course, nothing was done. Nothing was done because he hadn't yet butchered anybody in the streets. So, again, it's the old body bag system, you know. Don't interrupt them until they kill someone. According to BBC Sausage, that's the British Bobby Communist Broadcasting Network, the British Booby Communist Network, the Nigerian Muslim comes from a devout Christian family but took up Islam after leaving college in 2001. He was described as bright and witty when he was at college. They dismembered the soldier with knives and a cleaver in the streets of London. The Muslims made no attempt to flee and encouraged people to take pictures of them and the victim. No, so that's it. I'm telling you this story for a number of reasons. It's important that you understand what's going on. It's important to understand that the communists and the liberals are killing the English and are going to kill America as well. The communist mayor of London, Boris Johnson, said it would be wrong to blame the killing on either Islam or anything else. I guess he could call it street-side violence. They probably didn't get their fish and chips quickly enough and took it out on the first person to walk by, according to him. To their credit, the Muslim Council of Britain said the murder was a truly barbaric act that has no basis in Islam, and we condemn this unreservedly. Isn't that good of them? That's very good. Even though the butcher said it was the name of Islam. But I'm glad the Muslim Council says it wasn't. You believe who you want because it's in the Quran. By the way, it's in the Quran. If it says, if you see an infidel, etc. Go read it for yourself. Some take it literally. Not all, thank God. Thank God most Muslims are peace-loving. The problem is that Islam has not yet gone through a, shall we say, a renaissance. It has not been gone through the Middle Ages. Remember, Christians were like this in the dark ages of Christianity, where they beheaded people if they didn't convert to Christianity, the Middle Ages. So Islam has not yet gone through the Middle Ages for some of these throwbacks. So I guess in 500 years, there'll have to be a few other people, you know, lost along the way as collateral damage as we wait for them to catch up with this 15th century. What else is in the news? Oh, God. More you want to hear? Let's see. British police arrested two men on a diverted Pakistan flight today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Flight to Oslo from England makes emergency landing at Heathrow was on fire over central London. I guess that was a bird strike. Can't blame that on a particular religion. Oh, your president, Obama, the military hater, the American-hating president, he got off his helicopter that he flies around on, and he didn't salute the Marine. He shook his hand. That's a president gone wild. That's a rogue president. It is another scandal. I swear to you, it's by 1,000 slashes. Our president, who is growing increasingly shrill and increasingly out of touch with reality, it's almost like in a bunker in the last days of an administration, goes before the U.S. Naval Academy graduates today. And do you know what he talks about? He doesn't talk about the great days of the U.S. Navy. He doesn't talk about the great history or traditions of the U.S. Navy to the graduates. You know what he talks about? Sexual assault. I swear to God. He talks about sexual assault. The audience, which had before he did this, applauded him when he talked about getting Osama bin Laden, the Navy SEALs killing of Osama bin Laden, and he called for the building of a powerful 300-ship Navy. They all applauded. But the minute our shrill, out-of-touch leader talked about sexual harassment, the audience went dead silent. Everyone went dead silent. And then he attacked them, talking about them, saying, we need your honor. Look who's talking about honor. Look who is talking about honor. A man who has spied on journalists, a man who has sicked the IRS on his enemies. He talks about honor. He ought to start with himself. And here is your leader harassing U.S. naval graduates right now.
We Hello. Must acknowledge that even here, even in our military,
Again.
We've seen how the misconduct of some can have effects that ripple far and wide. Those who commit sexual assault are not only committing a crime, they threaten the trust and discipline that makes our military strong.
What would you know about that?
Stop these crimes. Because they've got no place in the greatest...
How about stopping the crimes coming out of the White House and coming out of the Attorney General's office instead of harassing these young people? Shame on you. Shame on you. But he does this wherever he goes. He attacks people, talks down to them, lectures them like everyone's beneath him and a fool. See, this is a character flaw of the president. You could see that the shrillness of his speeches... that are appearingly increasingly shrill are indicative of a man with a bunker mentality. Now, I want to say something to you. The military was first assaulted in our lifetime by Patricia Schroeder. I never forget names of evil people. Then Congresswoman Patricia Schroeder invented the tailhook scandal. I think it was 20 years ago, where she said that naval aviators, who are about the most macho guys you could ever find, they have to be in order to fly jets onto aircraft carriers in the middle of the night. They're very macho, lots of testosterone. So what Schroeder did was they forced women into the elite military academies. We told you what would happen. If you put a woman around a male with testosterone, the male is going to look at her, make comments about her, talk to her. And, of course, if she's a non-woman, meaning she's put there strictly as a shill to bring down the U.S. Air Force Academy, or a shill to bring down the U.S. Naval Academy, or a shill to destroy West Point, what the non-woman, the decoy, will do is say, he talked to me in an abusive manner in the elevator. In other words, he looked at her like a woman. He had talked to her as though she was a woman. Now, if you're a non-woman and you're a shill for the communist, leftist, socialist scum who are trying to destroy every institution in America, pardon me for offending you on Memorial Day weekend, what you do is you report that to one of the mean-faced, clipped-haired women generals who never fired a shot in a combat zone, and then she goes and sees if she can get the aviators thrown out of the Navy, which is what happened. Now, you now have a feminist president in the White House who's appeasing the lowest common denominator, which is the man-haters. You see, in some ways, I'm actually a feminist. You may not know that because I'm married. I come from a mother, whether you know it or not. I wasn't born in a test tube. I have children. I'm soon going to be a grandfather, I hear. I won't talk about it till it's done. So, I admire the fact that women are so powerful and so smart. And in that sense, I'm a feminist. However, there are radical feminists, just as there are people who practice Islam who don't cut off heads. There are radical Islamists. There are radical feminists whose job is to destroy society, as you know it. And Obama appeals to them. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who love men. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who love America. Obama doesn't speak to feminists who are married to brave military men. Obama speaks to the radical feminists who are the non-women, whose entire job is to destroy the fiber and the morale of the U.S. military. That's who your president is. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-282-3097 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-282-3097. 800-282-3097. It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
This is Mark Flagel, announcing a special Memorial Day weekend sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. Flagel's presents America's finest and most luxurious furniture from such respected makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodon, Hancock & More, and Brown Jordan Outdoor Furniture. As the premier Stickley retailer on the West Coast, Flagel's is pleased to offer savings of 35 to 50% on all Stickley in stock and special orders, including all Mission furniture. In addition, selected Baker sofas and chairs are priced at savings of 40%, also including special orders. Don't delay. With price increases coming next month, now is the time to visit Flagel's during our Memorial Day weekend sale, and you'll save hundreds of thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagel's Memorial Day weekend sale, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, at the Marketplace in San Ramon, and on the web at flagels.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for
it's summertime, lighten up. It's Memorial Day weekend. Normal people are tuned out. They don't care if a Banana Republic's them. What do they care? They got a hot dog on the grill this weekend. They can swill some booze. What do they care about what Obama's doing? That's why he gets away with it. What do they care? So Eric Holder became the equivalent of a dictator, a petty dictator in Colombia or Argentina. What do they care? As long as it doesn't affect them, that's all. They figure the two-party system will take care of it. If the guy broke a law, they'll find out, they'll prove it and put him in jail. But why should they worry about it? Think of the average man. Does he have time to sit there and go through every paragraph? So what if a London soldier was beheaded by a machete-wielding attacker screaming Allahu Akbar? Why should you worry about a thing like that? It shouldn't bother you. It shouldn't. Just because some of our congressmen would like to see Sharia law in the high schools, that shouldn't bother you at all. The important thing is to have a good time, just to feel good on a daily basis. Isn't it? Well, anyway, on michaelsavage.com, the website that I have as an auxiliary to the Savage Nation program, we just listed the top 25 talk shows in streaming. Savage Nation is the number two ranked streaming talk show. Never mind what people say. It's the data, the data, the data. Number one, Rush Limbaugh, 12.5 share. Number two, Michael Savage, 10.0 share. Number three, Glenn Beck, 8.3 share. And then below him are all the people you never heard of. But Hannity's number seven and with a 3.8 share. Even though, I mean, he's a very important man, I hear. So it just shows you that no matter what people say about Michael, no matter what you hear, this show is really important in America. And it's an amazing accomplishment when you consider that I started a whole new career 6 months ago. Think about it. A new time slot, a whole new career. And look where I am already in only 6 months. Now get back to me, God willing, within the next 6 months and see what happens. Philadelphia, Andrea, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael, and I am totally addicted to the sound of your voice. Totally.
What is it? Like I'm very seductive or what?
It's the deep accent. First, it's that fun, deep accent. I'm from Philadelphia, and I know we sound different, but it's still that East Coast accent.
Yeah, it's an attitude. It's an attitude of the East Coast that's lost west of the Ozarks.
Yeah, we talk fast, too, here in Philly.
I know. And you want to hear something odd about accents and talking fast? Which is missing in radio, by the way. Everyone has a bland corporate inflection in America, which is sad in a way because there are regional accents. I was in New Orleans. They have a beautiful brogue down in New Orleans. They have one of the most interesting dialects I've ever heard, or shall I say accents, if you want to put it that way. When I first moved to San Francisco, which was in 1974, the Irish, the indigenous Irish people who've lived here for a couple of generations said to me, "Don't you understand you sound just like an Irish from San Francisco?" And it was true. At that time, the Irish who lived out in the avenues had almost New York accents, even though they never lived in New York. How do you figure that?
I have no idea at all. But Philadelphia...
What is it, just the speed of computing, the speed of computation of the mind and the tongue?
No, I just think it's the fast lifestyle, the crowding, the fast traffic.
And I haven't lived like that for a long period of time. I lead a very quiet, sedate life, but internally you can never change once your clock's set.
Well, I used to hear "spit it out" too. You used to say that on the radio. Your mother would say "spit it out" when you had it.
Oh my God, you're right. What you're bringing up is very, very keen. If you talked slow, your mother would yell at you. Come on, say it already. Who has time to listen to you? Stop, you know, stop stuttering. Say what you want to say. Today they'd be arrested for child abuse.
Yeah, it was my father that did that. He was like, come on. he was tough.
So your father, in insisting that you speak quickly, taught you to think quickly.
Yeah, actually, he said I have a higher intelligence than him. Stop acting stupid.
Oh, you're lucky. So you have a good relationship with your father?
Yeah, today's his 76th birthday.
If you have a good relationship with your father, doesn't that usually translate to a good relationship with men?
I think so. That's what, you know, you got me too with that tail hook. You know, I love men, and I love men to love women. I don't like what's going on with men being afraid to love.
How do you feel about Obama lecturing the U.S. Naval graduates today at a war academy about sexual harassment? Is this guy, how much lower can it get than this?
I think even the people here in Philly, that Democratic,
I know the ward politicians in Philly. I get it.
Oh, they're it's so corrupt too. You have no idea, but in Philly, but they're tired of it. It's this constant state of something going on all the time.
Yeah, he's constantly debasing himself. Well, Andrea, you listen to me on WWIQ, don't you?
Yes, and I followed you before when you were in the other Philly station.
Well, I'm going to send you a copy of my novel, a free copy of my new novel, A Time for War. Stay on the line. May as well for Memorial Day. That's all. Move on. Walk away cocktail. Take it away. Go ahead. Take it. So as I was saying to you, I'm not doing politics right now. We talked about London as a sad sack city. The nation's finished. The liberals have destroyed it. They're hollowing out America. I don't know how much longer we can all take it. And it really, by the way, when you look at it, if you were an Islamist, you know they're very close to taking over the whole world? You say, oh, no, we're beating them back. No, they're not. They're winning. Because, it doesn't take a lot of them. They know that. And they also have a system, going back 1,000 years, of winning by 1,000 slashes. You don't have to kill your opponent with one deathly blow. No, you can kill your opponent by slashing him 1,000 times till he slowly bleeds to death. Now, add up how many Islamist attacks there have been on America. Not 1,000, but maybe after 500, we will have bled to death and give up. That's what they're thinking. They've been at war with the West for over 1,000 years. It didn't start in 1983. No, it started 1,000 years ago. Anyone who's not a Muslim to them is a subhuman who needs to be killed or converted. But unless you understand that, you have no chance of defending yourself. But you're not going to understand it because to say it unto itself is considered illegal in America, even though it's true.
Savage.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-827-0407. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Good evening, I'm Dave Houck, Shawn Talk 560 KSFO. Officials in Washington State say they performed a special inspection 6 months ago on Interstate 5 bridge that collapsed because there were indications it had been struck by a different vehicle. Inspectors identified tears, deformations, and gouges on part of the structure. A federal appeals court has denied a second request by doctors, pharmacists, and hospitals to reverse the state's 10% Medi-Cal rate cut. The California Medical Association says they expected the decision and will ask lawmakers to reverse the cut. The principal of an Oklahoma school where 7 people died in this week's tornado is crediting teachers with saving as many kids as they did. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash southbound 280 before Alamany Boulevard. Looks like it's on the right shoulder, but there is a motorcycle involved and injuries as well. Lots of activity. Other than that, high wind advisories for the Dumbarton and San Mateo bridges. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is asking you, our listeners, to help us raise funds for the Palo Alto Fisher House. Make a statement and honor our military. Donate now at KSFO.com. Fisher House serves as a home away from home and provides for services for the brave men and women of our military and their families dealing with serious injury or illness. Learn more about the Fisher House and how you can help make a difference right now by making a donation at KSFO.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with 2 locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with 2 Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, you've all heard about the Benghazi attacks, and yes, it's disturbing, but it's boring, right? You're bored by it now. Wow, with all the news, the tornadoes, the scandal after scandal, Obama's attack upon America's borders, language, and culture. There's no question that the Benghazi scandal is one of the most important scandals that we've had in a long time. When has an American ambassador been allowed to die because a president was playing night basketball? Or worse, he said thumbs down on the ambassador and wanted to knock him off. Who knows? Well, joining us with more information on Benghazi right now on the Savage Nation is Grace Vuto, executive director of the Edmund Burke Institute. She has very disturbing info on the Benghazi attacks you probably never heard. Grace, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Michael, for having me on.
So what is this big news about Benghazi?
Well, as you know, recently the White House provided over 100 emails detailing the correspondence between the White House, the State Department, and the CIA over the infamous talking points. And the president has tried to convince us, in his words, that there's no there there. In reality, there is a bombshell in those talking points. The entire mystery is unraveled, in those emails. The entire mystery is unraveled if you read them very carefully. In one of those emails, the CIA director at the time, David Petraeus, asks on September 15th, no mention of the cable to Cairo either, so these talking points are basically useless, he says. He writes in an email. And the key point is this. What was that cable to Cairo that David Petraeus had sent out? Well, as it turns out, as the Weekly Standard has brilliantly reported, that cable to Cairo was one that was delivered on September 10, one day before the attack on Benghazi, one day before the demonstrations in Cairo. And that cable basically warned the embassy that you had senior Al-Qaeda members in Egypt who were going to stage a rally, an anti-American rally, and that they might attack the embassy in Cairo. So in other words, the CIA was sending out warnings September 10 that a major American embassy was under threat. That is a key point, and if you understand that, you understand the Benghazi mystery. Basically, Hillary Clinton and President Obama, they dropped the ball badly on this because the CIA was warning of potential Al-Qaeda strike on 9/11, and when they struck in Benghazi, this administration was found flat-footed. If the public fully grasps this, they will also understand how incompetent this administration is.
Well, what do you think this revelation tells us about the Obama administration?
It basically tells us that Obama's foreign policy has been a complete failure and a complete disaster. What happened on September 11 in Cairo was that you had five senior Al-Qaeda jihadists who were there to say loudly and boldly, Al-Qaeda lives. We still believe in the ideology of Al-Qaeda. The entire movement to hate America and target America is alive and well. That's what was going on in Cairo. And what this tells us is that Obama's great outreach to the Muslim world has failed miserably. Remember, it was in June of 2009 that Obama had delivered his great speech declaring that there would be a new beginning between Americans and Muslims. This was at the crux of his foreign policy. And instead of a new beginning, on the eve of his reelection, basically, the jihadists were telling him, go fly a kite. And Muslims who were joining him were telling Americans, go fly a kite. We still hate you. We will always hate you. And we will continue to target you. So this is what was really going on in Cairo. You had an Al-Qaeda rally. You had an Al-Qaeda love fest. In fact, the chants were, Obama, Obama, we are all Osama. So the administration did not want the public to fully understand what was happening in Cairo, because it really means that not only were they caught completely flat-footed, but it also means that the entire movement that bolsters Al-Qaeda is alive and well and growing more vehement by the day.
Well, you and I both know why the media continues to keep this quiet, so why don't you tell the audience?
Well, I mean, the media is basically invested in this man. They have covered up so many of his previous incompetencies, and they will continue to do so. Right now, they are, you know, beginning to experience themselves what it means to have propped this man up with all the revelations that the media, too, has been spied upon. So I think they're slowly beginning to discover that they have put their eggs really in the wrong basket. Essentially, they believe in what he was peddling. They believe that America is wrong in how it conducts its foreign policy, that perhaps if we reached out to the Muslim world, we could have peace. They basically believed that Obama was going to be this great transnational president with a bold, brilliant vision for foreign policy, and instead, his foreign policy has crumbled. It has gone up in smoke. It's been a complete disaster. And very slowly, you see some members of the media class gradually becoming disillusioned. I mean, there was a movement just a couple of days ago, a moment on the airwaves when Chris Matthews said, oh, my God, this administration either wants us to accept that they're incompetent or that there's a cover-up. Either way, it's as though there's no real, as though this is a ship with the engine off. I mean, Chris Matthews had a moment on the air, even he, where you could see that he was gradually becoming disillusioned by this president. So I think the liberal media is slow to catch up on what is happening. They are gradually being disillusioned, and you're going to see more and more of them turn on him.
Is it going to go anywhere from here, Grace, in your opinion? Do you think anyone's going to be held accountable, lose their job, go to prison?
Yes, I think so. Look, the key person, the person at the heart of this is David Petraeus. He needs to come forward and he needs to give a full accounting of what he had written prior to September 11. And we, all of us, the American people, have to ask the administration to reveal all of the emails. Not just the emails, by the way, the emails that were released, they begin September 14. We want emails especially from September 11 to September 14. And then why don't we go even further, given that the CIA was warning that there would be a strike? We want the emails from September 1st onwards. And we want David Petraeus to tell us everything that he knew. We also want him to explain why, before the election, he did peddle the false story that an anti-Muslim video was at the heart of this, and he later recanted that. Why? Why did that happen? Was he being intimidated? Was he being blackmailed? The key person here is David Petraeus. If he talks, this whole thing can unravel very, very quickly. But regardless, we the people have to continue to put the pressure on. We have to continue to ask the questions, and we have to continue to demand the release of more information, because the facts are damning. The more the facts are put forward, the more the lies are revealed, because the facts contradict what the administration has been telling us. So if we all act as diligent scholars demanding one fact and another fact and another fact and another fact, sooner or later, the lies are going to be extremely stark and bare for all to see.
Where can we read more about this?
My piece can be found on worldtribune.com. It is titled Bombshell in the Benghazi Emails. I also refer everybody to a brilliant piece written by Thomas Jocelyn in the Long War Journal, where he really explains what took place in Cairo on September 11 and details the five Al-Qaeda jihadists who put that rally together. So these are two important sources of information for the public.
Grace Vuto, thanks again for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's my pleasure, Michael. Thank you so much for having me on.
WABC in New York. Andrew, by the way, anyone else listening, you can call from anywhere in America on my 200 or so affiliates at 855-4072. There are people up tonight. They're listening. They're not all watching Jersey. I was going to use a dirty word. I can. It rhymes with shore. But instead of starting with an S, it starts with a W. And whenever I see Jersey Shore, I think of the other word for some reason. And I don't understand why. But nevertheless, here are the callers, and they're lining up. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the program.
I wanted to say, instead of you being the white blood cells of the media, you're the NK cell of the media. That means natural killer cell. And the natural killer cell seeks out cancerous and malignant cells and destroys them.
Andrew, you're good. You know your basic immunology, don't you?
I actually studied nutrition, you know, on my own, not as much as you have, and also studied theology a little, like creation theology, so I studied about...
That's interesting. Okay, putting everything on a cellular level, so we know what the white blood cells are, we know what the leukocytes are, we know what the NK cells are, macrophages, they're all defense cells. What would a preacher be, or a religious preacher be, in a cellular analogy?
Probably the membrane.
Oh, my God. It keeps the cell intact. The spiritual teacher keeps the entire cell intact, is what you're saying.
Correct.
That's very interesting. I like talk radio when you get to an idea like that. That's interesting to put it into another context. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect, with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Want a home security system, but you're not sure which monitoring company to choose? Consider this. Unlike cable and other providers who are new to home security, ADT has been helping protect homes for more than 100 years. Plus, ADT has the most monitoring centers of any service provider, so you can be sure your service will never be interrupted. And now you can get an ADT monitored system worth $850 for free. You pay just a $99 installation charge and monthly monitoring for less than $2 a day. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, today. Call 1-800-374-5709. License number CAACO 6320, KY City of Louisville 483, FLEC 1300-3427, EC 1300-3401. 36-month monitoring contract required. General terms and conditions apply. Visit protectyourhome.com/terms. Why choose anyone but the nation's home security leader to protect your home? Call now, 1-800-374-5709. That's 1-800-374-5709.
You know, my husband and I took the advice of our good friends and went over to Sleep Train Mattress Center. And you know what? Sleep Train is challenging all of its manufacturers to offer even lower prices. Hurry in, because the mattress price wars are ending soon. And you don't really want to miss that chance to save up to $400 on a Posturepedic and a Beautyrest mattress set, do you? And through Memorial Day only, you can get 36 months interest-free financing with no money down on premium mattress sets, including a Tempur-Pedic and a Serta iComfort. So that's no interest for 3 years. Years if paid in full within 36 months on approved credit with just minimum payments required. And save even more with up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. Plus, for a short time, you can get a free box spring on select Beautyrest mattress sets. That's what I've got. It is wonderful. Hurry on in and save up to $400 on Posturepedic and Beautyrest mattress sets. Don't miss the financing deal. For complete information and the store nearest you, call 800-378-BEDS. Remember, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Wanda in Portola Valley. Why are you calling me on the carpet, Wanda?
Rick, I heard it's Karistan month at Conklin Brothers.
Yes,
how can you devote a month to an iron-fisted dictatorship like Karistan?
Wanda, Karistan is a carpet manufacturer.
So you admit to smuggling carpet from Karistan?
Karistan isn't a country, Wanda. It's a quality carpet made in America. During Karistan month, you'll enjoy our best prices of the year. Up to $1,000 cash back and 12 months interest-free financing with your good credit.
You can't buy me, Rick Oderio, no matter how much I can save on beautiful carpet from Karistan.
Well, if you do want to save on quality Karistan carpet, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Karistan!
Bye-bye, Karistan, Wanda.
Karistan.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Peggy Sue, oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, girl. Yes,
I was thought of buying a Corvette today. All my life, I've tossed it up and down. Never bought one. Would you believe it? I mean, I've had exotic cars. I had a Mercedes McLaren SLR, which I had to basically give to a relative who lent it to me for. I can't drive it. You ever try to drive a McLaren SLR in the streets? It's impossible. It's too much. It's like taking a racehorse, you know, to the corner grocery store to do laundry. But I don't really like hot cars that are small and low on the road. My favorite car is like a Brady Bunch van that I have. I'm going to use it tomorrow. I'm going to go up to the mountains, I think. I mean, I've got a 2005 Chevrolet Express van, a conversion with like captain seats in it and a TV. The TV's not plugged in, so to speak. I don't watch it anyway. Who can watch it? They would have children in the back. But the seats are comfortable. The dogs love it. Flat floor. Comfortable, high on the road. I don't like little sports cars. I have one. I never drive it. On KLIF in Dallas, Texas, Sherry, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Oh, I have been trying to talk to you for years. I am just so thrilled. You know, I have never met a man until I met you. You are all man. I even like the little sniffle you do.
Oh, when I, you know, I get the sinus thing.
You got this little sniffle. I mean, and everything you say, I picture in my mind. Do you picture words when you speak?
Yes, I'm a pictographic speaker.
Okay, I do the same thing, and you just take me right where you are.
You know, it's very interesting, Sherry. Very few people understand that I actually speak in pictograms, which is unusual in the English language. My word construction is pictographic. It's not that common. Most people have not been taught to think in that manner and to express themselves in that manner. I mean, I know that for a fact. The Chinese language, as you probably know, and I'm not an expert on Chinese languages, are pictographic languages. They actually, their alphabet are pictures, right? We all know that, right?
That's why I know it now.
Okay, so in other words, if you look at the Chinese characters, they're all pictures. They're little pictures. Not letters per se, as we know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which are letters. But even our English letters are somewhat related to picture painting, going back to the origins of language, which are fascinating. If you people actually think about it, the miracle of language, it's amazing, Sherry. It's an amazing thing. The ability to speak, you know, we take it for granted. We think we say something to a person and they automatically understand us, but they don't. And that's the problem with culture clashes. You're bringing people in from the 9th through 15th century, and they put their women, for example, in a 15th century burqa. They don't understand, nor do they care to understand anything about this society. Why are they here? Why are they being brought here? Why are they not being forced to abandon their 15th century customs before they come to a modern secular society? The French have gone through this. They understand the devastation this brings when you bring in a culture that's 500 years in the past.
It's like when I was working retail, bringing up people, out of 10 people, I started counting, there'd be 9 people from another country, and they were all on food stamps.
That's good. Well, that's good. Diversity is very important. You don't want a nation that's cohesive and a nation that speaks a single language that draws them together. What you want is a Tower of Babel so that the rulers, the corrupt rulers, can steal the treasury with impunity. Thank you for the call. See, I speak, I think it's the plain truth in plain English. What can I say to you? I've looked far and wide for answers on many things, and I'm going to read you a Buddhist teaching, and it's about leadership, right? Teaching of Buddha, and I'm not a Buddhist at all. But one of them for the teaching of Buddha is a practical guide. It says, the duty of a ruler is to protect his people. How's that for a starter, Mr. Obama? The duty of a ruler is to protect his people. Well, do you think he's protecting his people? Investigating his political enemies? The teachings of Buddha go on, and they say, he is the parent of his people, and he protects them by his laws. Oh, really? So when Obama uses drones to kill, or when Obama sicks his madmen onto political operatives who he doesn't agree with, or reporters even, we start to wonder what kind of parent he might be. The Buddhist teaching goes on like this. It says, he must raise his people like parents raise their children, giving a dry cloth to replace a wet one without waiting for the child to cry. In like manner, the ruler must remove suffering and bestow happiness without waiting for people to complain. Indeed, his ruling is not perfect until his people abide in peace. They are his country's treasure. I love that one. The people are a nation's treasure. You hear what I'm saying to you? We are the treasure of America. You and I are the treasure of America. Not the senators and the congressmen, not the media, not the president, not the attorney general. We are the treasure of America. And in the teachings of Buddha, it goes on. Quote, therefore, a wise ruler is always thinking of his people and does not forget them even for a moment. Wouldn't you like to believe that? Wouldn't you like to wake up or go to sleep knowing that your wise rulers are always thinking of you and don't forget you for a moment other than to deceive you and to fleece you? In Buddhism, it goes on. It says, he thinks of their hardships and plans for their prosperity. To rule wisely, he must be advised about everything, about water, about drought, about storms, about rain. He must know about crops, the chances for a good harvest, people's comforts and their sorrows. To be in a position to rightly award, punish, or praise, he must be thoroughly informed as to the guilt of bad men and the merits of good men. You think Obama knows about the guilt of bad men and the merits of good men, when he's surrounded by men who can commit evils, and he doesn't punish them, instead he hides them, instead he punishes good men? I think you get the picture. And that's why I read various religious teachings and speak about them on the Savage Nation. And I didn't even mean to talk about it today. I was in the Indian restaurant. I was coming home, tired from the food. The endorphins were flowing. The gluten had taken over my brain. In other words, it did what food is supposed to do, relax me. Most people have forgotten that's what food is supposed to do. In addition to nourishing you, food also carries a certain quality of relaxation. But the Spartans in America think that you're supposed to eat a minimal amount of every protein and carbohydrate and fat and derive nothing but the minimal amount. They forget that food carries more than mere nutrients. Food also carries entire cultures, by the way, if you know anything about ethnic cuisine. And I was an expert on that in my graduate days. But the fact is, food is supposed to relax you. And I was relaxed in the car, coming back in the van, relaxed, getting ready for the show today. And I was listening to talk radio, and there was a woman on. She was very intelligent, filling in for someone. I don't know who she was, but I never heard her before. And I thought she was very smart. But I said to myself, why don't women make it in talk radio, I thought. And I thought about it. I said, because there's two reasons. It's not that they're not smart. They don't have the voice that people want to hear. Women don't even want to hear women in talk radio. Radio is a male medium. Radio is a medium for a powerful male voice, I thought. And television is actually a natural medium for women. Because in the television medium, you can use beauty. You can't use beauty on radio. Like you use beautiful thoughts. But you see what I mean? Physical beauty is for television, where you can see it. So that's a natural medium for the female is television. A natural medium for the male, I thought, is radio.
Savage.